Thank you for holding. This is Morgan, the supervisor on the floor speaking. How can I help you?
I have been billed, well, apparently something that goes back to January, where I apparently got a survey, and in that survey it said that I could win various things, including a vacuum cleaner. I went to try to win that vacuum cleaner. There was an indication that I had to pay the shipping charge on that, for which I gave my credit card number. And I've been billed for a couple of months for a service that I had no interest in or desire to have. Now, you know, to my mind, I thought I was told that I won the vacuum cleaner, which is why I had to pay for the shipping charge. One is not really the right word, because it was a reward for filling out the survey. I think this falls under the category of a scam, and I am looking to get refunded for a service that I have never used nor ever wanted.
Yes, sir. Can I get your first and last name?
Gilbert Hammer. H-A-M-M-E-R.
And your mailing address?
176 Pondview Drive, Port Washington, New York.
Yes, and I do see a contest entered for a Dyson vacuum. You'd have to be enrolled in Bytes Hub in order to be eligible. That's stated throughout the website whenever you place the order. You also do have to agree that you read and understood the terms and conditions before entering the contest.
I may have misread, but I think this is... I think this is a totally inappropriate way of doing things. And as I said to the other lady, number one, you know, what we can do is resolve this by going back at least a couple of months and providing refunds. And number, and if that is not the case, then I'll have to go to the Better Business Bureau and see whether or not they agree with me or with you.
Yes, sir. We do apologize. Our terms and conditions might have been overlooked, but they were clearly stated on the website. And you did have to agree that you read and understood those. This account was canceled and refunded for the charge that happened for today. We can issue a refund for March charge as a one-time courtesy.
What other charges were there?
The subscription was started in February.
So are you saying that I had a charge for February and for March, and that what you are going to do is refund the March charge?
That's correct.
And not the February charge?
That's correct.
I truly believe that is unfair and inappropriate.
Yeah, I'm sorry for the way the terms and conditions are stated on the website.
Well, okay. So essentially, what I will... All right, I want verification from you that A, this thing that you regard as a subscription has been canceled. B, that you are providing me with a refund for the last payment. I guess I will have to chalk that up to a bit of experience in having suffered a scam. Will you send me the, will you email me or otherwise indicate that this has been canceled, that you are refunding the funds, and then put through that credit?
That refund takes 3 to 5 business days to post. Sometimes when we cancel the accounts, there's a cancellation email that gets sent automatically, but we have to do a cancellation number over the phone. Would you like the cancellation number?
Yes.
It's going to be C as in cat.
Yeah.
9205 5-1. That's correct. So it should be 2 5s.
Yep.
1 6.
Yep.
4 3.
Okay.
And then that refund will be posted in 3 to 5 days.
So you come ahead, you come out ahead $49 or thereabouts. Okay. That is the total. What about that so-called subscription fee?
What do you mean?
Well, my understanding when I thought I was being rewarded that vacuum was that there was a shipping charge. And it said a shipping charge. You only pay for shipping is what it said.
Yes, sir. You only pay for shipping if you win the contest. But in order to be eligible for the contest, you have to be enrolled in our app, which would have been $59.89.
What would have been $59.89?
The app.
So how much have I been billed in total?
It was $59.89 in April, which was refunded, and one in March, which was also refunded, as well as there was a February charge. So April and March was refunded.
Okay, so what you're saying is I'm on the hook for $59.89 for that first billing month. Is that correct?
That's correct.
I mean, not okay. Believe me, not okay. I still regard this as an outright scam.
Yes, sir. We did go ahead and cancel. That stops any future billings. As a one-time courtesy, we went ahead and issued the refund for February as well. Still takes 3 to 5 days to post.
So, okay, so you refunded February and March, you say?
Yes, sir, as a one-time courtesy.
Okay, both months, February and March. So there was a billing for January that is not refunded.
We don't have a billing for January.
So I'm confused then, because if you're refunding both of those months, then what is the $59.89 that I have paid? You're saying I have actually, that after these refunds, I still will have paid $59.89.
No, I'm saying the account was fully refunded.
You're saying the account was fully refunded? Okay. If the account was fully refunded, I appreciate that, and I obviously will take it no further because it is costly. Although I'm not happy with the way this was done, it's not costing me any money. If it were costing me money, I would be calling the Better Business Bureau. But as it is, we're even. So I'm looking forward to receiving credits of $119 and change. Correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. You have a good day.
Thanks for calling Customer Support. Have a great day.